Good morning, everybody. We are starting this new year with praise. I'm going to ask Keith to read out the psalm readings and I'll ask you to follow with him. But we're going to read the whole screen through twice because the second time round, you actually believe it more, I reckon. So take it away, Keith.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night.
Please sing with us.
My Saviour, Redeemer, lifted me from the miry clay. Almighty, forever, I will never be the same, cause you came in from the everlasting to the world we live, the Father's only live, and you died, and you rose again on high, and you opened up a way for the world to live again. Hallelujah, for all you've done.
Let's give praise to God.
My Savior, Redeemer, lifted me from the miry clay. Almighty, forever, I will never be the same since you came in from the everlasting to the world we live, the Father's only Son. And you lived, and you died, and you rose again on high.
Just wonderful to give praise to God for what he has done. And when I think of how worthy Jesus Christ is for choosing to go to the cross, choosing to die for our sins, it's just amazing. How can we not give him praise? So let's sing this beautiful song, Worthy is the Lamb, and remember what Christ has done for us as we sing.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. sacrifice. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me on your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy
pray, shall we? Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have come down upon this earth in human form and willingly sacrificed your life for us. Worthy are you, Father, worthy are you. We pray this year, Lord, will be a wonderful year. We pray that everything we do throughout this time, through from here on in, Lord, will be in righteousness with you, Father, that we would seek your direction and we would live a life according to how you want us to be, Lord. And Lord, when we fail, I pray that the desire to seek forgiveness is so real within us, Lord, that we truly can come to you, Lord, and seek that forgiveness and accept the forgiveness that you so freely give. Help us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. So kids, if you're sitting at home now and you want to come closer to the screen, we're going to have a little children's talk. What we're going to talk about today is it okay to ask God for help in certain things? And I want to tell you a little story about a bloke that was going to build a house. And he thought to himself, well, I know how to build foundations, so I'm going to build this foundation. And this represents the foundation. It's very sturdy and solid. And then he thought, I'm going to have to build a frame upon the house, upon the foundation. And I'm not really 100% sure how it goes. So in his mind, he was trying to put it all together and he was studying up the books. But then he thought, I wonder if I should ask God about this. And then he thought, nah, look, I don't need God. I can do this on my own. So sure enough, he did. And he got the frame together and there it was sitting on the foundation. And then he thought, I wonder if I should go to a second story. Now, second story is a bit tricky because it's a lot higher. There's wind factor and there's strength resolves and things like that. But he thought, okay, I can do this. Do I need to ask God? No, perhaps I can do it myself. I don't need God. What's that you say? Is there somebody behind me? No, no, there's nobody there. That's okay. So sure enough, he built his second story. And it was a little bit rickety, but he got it up there. And then he thought, what about an attic? I can put an attic on top of my second story. Do I need to ask God how to do it? Nah, not this time. So sure enough, on goes his attic. And then, of course, last of all is the roof. And he's feeling really proud with himself because this is the last step. And he puts the roof on the top. A wind comes along and crash. So the moral of the story is, kids, it's good to ask God at times for help.
Good morning, all. Please join with me now as we bring our prayers of intercession before our God. So, dear Lord, our Christmas might well have been very different in various ways in 2020. But the last thing we needed to ask is, where did the year go? We couldn't get rid of it fast enough. It's true. As New South Wales now struggles to rid itself of its further outbreaks of coronavirus, we ask your blessing on all our faithful frontline workers Australia-wide, on our government leaders, and all those providing health care in these difficult times. Help us all to be strong and resilient as we work to overcome this outbreak, but always placing our faith and trust in you. We pray that 2021 will be a more positive year, but what will the reality be? What will it bring? Will there be a reliable COVID vaccine? Will our lives be much different? And more importantly, what have we learnt from the year just past? Whatever the outcome, please help us to face it together with patience and courage. And above all, to value our lives and those of others just a little bit more. We know that massive second and third waves of coronavirus are still spreading in Europe, the USA and around the world. We hear that cases have surpassed 40 million globally. It's hard for us to imagine in Australia. But help us to remain alert and prepared, to never become complacent, and to learn from the year that has been as we look forward to better days. Lord, in the aftermath of the United States elections, we pray that the American people will unite behind the new president of this deeply divided nation and find ways to come together to make it a time of healing and peace. There does seem to be so much pettiness and day-to-day wrangling. We wonder what the outcome will possibly be. As someone once said, give peace a chance. Father, we pause to remember those who have lost loved ones or are dealing with the reality of other extreme changes in their lives, illness, physical or mental, family upheaval, separation from loved ones, loss of employment. We bring before you now those closest to our hearts. Please, we pray, lessen their anxiety and help them to accept what may well be an uncertain future. And Lord, we ask for your grace and guidance on our church here at the Vines as we continue to adjust from day to day. Bring your blessings on our minister David and all those who lead and give up their time and effort in any way. Lord, it has not been easy as the rules and restrictions change every day, and none of us are immune to change. But we ask you to sustain and encourage us in our journey as we continue to explore a new way of life and emerge the stronger for it. For these and all other intercessions which remain in our hearts, we lift them up to you in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Our reading this morning comes from Judges 6, verses 33 to 40. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites, the people of the east, gathered together, and they crossed over and camped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Then he blew the trumpet, and the Amezrahites gathered behind him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also gathered behind him. He also sent messengers to Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. The sign of the fleece. So Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, look, I shall put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor, if there is a dew on the fleece only, and it is dry on all the ground, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said." And it was so. When he rose early the next morning and squeezed the fleece together, he wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry with me, but let me speak just once more. Let me test, I pray, just once more with the fleece. Let it now be dry only on the fleece, but on the ground let there be dew." And God did so that night. It was dry on the fleece only, but there was dew on the ground. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I suppose when we look at the Bible and all the stories in it and marvel at the miracles, perhaps we can really recognise how great God really is. So if you're at home and you want to stand, please do. We're going to sing, I reckon, one of the best hymns ever, "How Great Thou Art."
How great thou art, how thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow with humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. Please be seated. I wonder how you would feel if I offered you one of these. Would you be thinking, is he for real? Am I really getting the chocolate? Well, sadly, the answer is no. But I bet there was a certain amount of what I call expectation. It's funny, isn't it? In some ways, we like to know what's going to happen. Will I get the chockies or not? And that's only looking some 30 minutes or so ahead in time. After last year, I wonder what your expectation is for the next 12 months. Keep that in mind as I tell you a true story about an amazing young couple named David and Gwen. David and Gwen were fresh out of college and had driven to a small church in Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania. They were there to be interviewed by the steering committee for the position of pastor or minister of the congregation. There was no church building as such. The congregation met in a private house, using upstairs as the manse and downstairs as the worship place, worship meeting hall. As they were being shown around, Gwen's heel went through one of the floorboards. So one of the chaps there said, things do need fixing up a little bit in this place. And after that, Gwen thought, I'd better go upstairs, it's probably safer up there. David could tell by the way she was closing doors that she wasn't very happy. But the real clincher came when Glenn opened the kitchen drawer and after that there was this almighty screen. Inside the drawer were 7 or 8 big, fat, black cockroaches. David come running in and to hear Gwen say, oh, David, I just couldn't. She didn't even wait for David to speak. She just ran to the car. Back at their hotel, Gwen said, I'm really sorry, honey. They are nice people, but I'm just scared to death of cockroaches. She was already packed. It was obvious that as far as Gwen was concerned, Phillipsburg would have to find another candidate. But David still had one obligation that night. He had to preach. He was already booked to preach there. So he did, and after he finished the message, mentally he was just getting into his car and driving away from Phillipsburg. But one old gentleman stood up at the end of the sermon and said, Reverend David, will you be our pastor? Now that was completely unorthodox because there were 4 candidates for the position. Some wanted this one, some wanted that one, and yet that night all nodded in agreement with that old chap. They wanted David as their pastor. They said to David, please go outside and talk it over with your wife and we'll join you a bit later. So outside in their dark car, there was silence. The bags were already packed in the back seat. The silence was a quiet protest against the cockroaches. So David thought to himself, we need help. And he began to pray. And as he started to pray, Gwen said, ask him about the cockroaches too. So David started to pray and this was his prayer. Lord, here we are, ready to do your will, but we just need to find out what it is. Lord, if you want us to stay here in Phillipsburg, We ask that you let us know by having the committee vote for us unanimously and let them decide of their own accord to fix up the manse with a decent refrigerator and stove. As soon as he finished the prayer, the door of the church opened and the committee approached the car. Gwen quickly prayed, and Lord, let them volunteer to rid of those cockroaches. What do you think the committee said? The spokesman said, Brother David and Sister Gwen, we are 100% in agreement for you to be our pastor. And if you decide to come, we'll fix up the manse with a new stove and things. And Sister Gwen will fumigate the place, get rid of those cockroaches once and for all. Just that dim light coming from the open door of the church landing on the car made it possible for David to see Gwen shed a tear. Now, we're going to continue with that story a bit later on. Today's message is about wanting to know what lies ahead, expectation. And in fact, is it right to have expectation? I'm sure Gwen wasn't planning on staying at that church or at that manse especially. The packed bags were testimony to that. But before totally making up their minds, they sought God's will. They wanted to know what God wanted for their future. They had their own plans, of course, but David wanted to see if their plans lined up with God's plans. There's a great proverb that we can live our lives by, really. It's Proverbs 16:9, and it says, a person's heart plans their course, but the Lord directs their steps. We make our own plans, but the real test is, does God want us to go that way or not? It's a very good question. Now, you may be thinking, but how do I know what God's plan is for me? How do I know his will? Let me try and answer that with a question. What if the committee at Phillipsburg came back and said to David and Gwen, we really want you to stay, but we're not prepared to fix the manse? Do you think that may have been God's answer, whether they should be there or not? I believe so. Their question to God was a way of seeking his will, and certainly permissible for you or I to do the same thing. It's not wrong to have expectation. We just need to know if it lines up with God's expectation. Or another way of saying that is it his will? Now, someone could be thinking, but what if I don't like God's will for my future? And that's a fair question. There's a story in the book of Judges, that's our reading today, about a man who really didn't like God's will for his future, and his name was Gideon. The Bible suggests that Gideon wasn't the bravest man known to mankind. But be that as it was, his people, the Israelites, were in big trouble. They pretty much sought false gods for most things. Even Gideon's own father built an altar to Baal, who was also known as Son of Dagon, Son of El, and a list of other dubious names. Basically, Baal was a god of fertility, created by man, of course, and it had a lot to do with prostitution. But even worse than that, it also included child sacrifice. So God wasn't happy, and he asked Gideon to destroy his father's altar. Now, that would have taken courage on Gideon's behalf. And credit to him, he did it. Very brave. And if that wasn't hard enough, there was something much bigger ahead. You see, in the next valley, as we heard in our reading, the Midianites and the Amalekites and other eastern people joined forces to annihilate Gideon and his people. Not a good expectation, let's say. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon to tell him something, and that was, Gideon, I want you to lead an army to go and beat your enemy. Now, I'm not sure if God left out the part, but they outnumber you 20,000 to one. And what did Gideon say? Pretty much this. You're kidding. His expectation most certainly did not line up with God's. We said before, it's one thing to make plans, but we also need to seek God's will in those plans. And I'm pretty sure Gideon wasn't happy about God's will in that instance. God did say to him, though, however, don't worry, Gideon, I'm with you and I will help you win. Now, that sounds very affirming, but Gideon had a reply, as we heard. He said, if this really is your will, Lord, give me a sign so I can be sure. Now remember, David and Gwen weren't sure if Petersburg was right for their church, the right church for them. So they asked God to confirm it as well. They needed to be sure, and so did Gideon, and so do we. Gideon's way of seeking proof was, you know, put the fleece before the Lord, and in the morning if the fleece is wet and the ground is dry, that's great. But then he also said, can you also do it around the other way, just to make doubly sure? And the next morning, sure enough, the ground was wet and the fleece was dry. An absolute miracle. And I'm sure Gideon wasn't too happy about that, so much so that he asked for that second proof. Now, I don't know if you can relate to either of those stories, but there have probably been a number of occasions in your life where you sought God's will. Do I do this, Father? Do I go this way? Do I go that way? Is it right to take this on? What can I expect? No one expected last year. I don't even want to say the name of that dreaded virus. But I'm sure many, if not all, are wondering what's going to happen this year. I wish I could stand here and say, it's going to be great. Everything will be just fine. But in all honesty, I can't promise that. What I can tell you for sure, though, is what happened to David and Gwen and what happened to Gideon. David, in our story, is David Wilkinson. He and Gwen went on to be pastors of that church in Phillipsburg, but also pastors of the Times Square Church in New York. Thousands of members came there. He authored the book, The Cross and the Switchblade. He started Teen Challenge. He ministered to hundreds of teenagers through the Holy Spirit, breaking their addictions to heroin. They would have been just a statistic if David and Gwen hadn't gone there. Very powerful, successful ministry, and all because he sought God's will. Gideon gathered an army of 20,000 people, soldiers, to fight the enemy. God said, no, I only want you to have 300 of those 20,000 to fight the enemy. 300! But Gideon listened to God, and they won. Both those stories ended in victory. If we, the Vines Church, or any person out there watching this video, listening or watching this video, make plans for this year. If anybody here makes plans for this year, anybody on the video makes plans for this year, make sure that you seek God's will and make sure that it lines up with your plans. Then I am full of confidence that 2021 will be great for you. I'm full of confidence that God will honour his people. I say these things because I am confident in God. Why? Because he loves you, because he chose you, because he is with you. Is it right to expect? We expect because we trust God. Something to remember as we go forward in this year. Amen. Please come forward, guys. We're going to finish with a great song, The Lion of Judah. If we can trust our God, we know that he is our strength. God is strength. He's absolute love, but he's a lion as well, I guess. It's a beautiful thing to think of him as that. And as we go forward, trust in him.
spirit that cannot be denied, for the Father has told us for him to have died, for the nation to gather before you, and the ears of all men need to hear of the Lamb who was crucified, who descended to hell, yet was raised up to reign at the Father's side. And the angels will cry,
let's think about this year, starting off anew. Lord, if we can just put our trust in you, if we can seek your will as well as then make our own plans, then let's be confident, Father, of who we are in you. You chose us, Lord. You love us. Let's be confident going into this new year, Father, 2021. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much for all that you have done in our lives. We look forward to 2021 in your name. Amen.